Today's daf is Masra, daf Nun Vav, and we are on Nun Hei Mabez, discussing the concept of Hefsek. We're talking about Kinyan Chazaka, making Kinyanim in different lands. And the question is, if you have a Dabar HaMafsek between two different lands, does that impact your Kinyan? So we spoke about if you have a borderline where the ground goes up or down, if you have a Chatzav plant, which Yeshua ben Nun used to be Manchil the Aretz, that the Rashbam quoted, and we're going to have the Gemara today. So we spoke about Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara, Hilchas Peah, and now we had a Machlokas about that. Right, so let's review that Machlokas for a second, and then we'll get to the next step. We had a Machlokas on the bottom of Nunheim and Aleph, whether Meitzer and Chatzav are mafsik for peah and tuma. Everybody agrees they're mafsik v'nichsei hager, that if you're mafsik in one land, then if you have a meitzer or chatzav, that'll be mafsik in the prevent you from being kona the other land. What about peah and tuma? Will you have to give separate peahs, and will it be mafsik for tuma? That's a machlokas. So either way, though, the Gemara now is medayek that it won't be a hafsik for Shabbos. For Shabbos, that's now we're up to Nun Hayim Abayis, fifth to last line. Aval l'Shabbos lo, even though it might be an issue for Tuma, but it will not be a hefsik for Shabbos. Rava Amar afil inyan Shabbos. Rava says no, it will be a hefsik even for Shabbos. What type of hefsik are we talking about? What halacha are we referring to? So the halacha is talking about a shiur. Shear, how much you have to take out on Shabbos and to where you have to take it out. So let's read the Brisa and then we'll come back and talk about it. Titania, because the Brisa says in Shabbos, Hotzi chatzi groger shloshos arabim v'hinicha. We know there's a malacha number 39 is the malacha of hotzah. So let's say one carries out a half a grogeris of an item to Rosh Hashanah. We know that much of Masechta Shabbos talks about the Malacha of Hotzah, and many of the Prakim, a number of the Prakim, talk about the different Shiurim needed for different items. This item you have to carry out this amount, this item you have to carry out this amount. Right? What's considered a Davar Chashuv? So, but Stam item, if you don't have a specific item, then the Shiur is a Grogeris, a dried fig. So if you carry out half a Grogeris to Rosh Hashanah from Rosh Hashanah, V'hinich, and you put it down. So you didn't carry out the right amount. You carried out half the amount. V'chazar v'hotzi chatzi grogeris acheres. But then you carried out another half of grogeris a few minutes later. So behelem echad, if it's in one helem, what does that mean? There was no time in between that you knew it was Shabbos, or you found out that what you did was wrong, that you didn't have a yediyah in between. So that could have been within 5 minutes of each other. It could have been within 3 hours of each other. It's as long as you didn't know about it in between. So if it's in one halam sochayef, so that they're mitztarif to each other, it's as if you carried out, we can look at it as if you carried out one grogeris on Shabbos, and therefore you are chayef. B'shnei alemos, if you did it in two alemos, meaning you knew it, you realized it was Shabbos in between, so that, and then you forgot again, so then patur. Then you're patur because they're not mitztarif to each other. Rabbi Yossi has an added requirement for chiyuv behelam echad. Even within helam echad, you're only chayev if birishus achas chayev. If it is one rishus that you carried it to, it's the same street, right? You live you have two streets on either side of your house. If you carried one half a gargoyle to one side, half to the other side, you're not chayev, according to Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because rishuyos mechalkin. Different Rishuyos are Mechalik, and therefore, even though they're both Rishus Arabim, they cannot be Bitztarif unless they're carried out to the same Rishus Arabim. Rishus Achas Chayef. B'shtei Rishuyos Pater. But if it's two Rishus Arabims that are not the same, and there's a break in between them, then you are Pater. V'yama Rabba. And Rabba says, what do you have to have in between? This is where we get into our issue. What do you have to have in between to separate for the two Rishuyos? V'ushiyish chiyav chatos b'nehem. Rabba says you have to have a real Rishus Hayachid in between the two Rishus Arabims for it to be considered two different Rishuyos. If you only have less than a real Rishus Hayachid, aval karmelis lo. But if you have a karmelis, we spoke about this, an Erevin, one, it's a Rishus created midrabanan. If you carry out from a karmelis, two rishus arabim or rishus yachid, you only chayiv midrabanan patur aval aser. So then that's not enough of a hefsik. And even according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabba says he would agree that you're chayiv if you only have a karmelis in between two streets, because that's all considered one rishus. Abaya Amar, afilu karmelis. No, even a karmelis is good enough to break up the two rishuyos. Aval pisla lo. But a pisla, which is a piece of wood or a pillar that is not its own rishus, it's a makom ptur. So that's the fourth rishus in Shabbos. You have rishus Rav, rishus Yachid, karmelis, and makom ptur. If you have makom ptur, which is either, right, if it's not 10 tefachim high, it's not 4 tefachim wide. So either of those, so that's not good enough to break it up. Of a pisla lo. Rava Amar, afilu pisla. And Rava says, no, even a pisla would be good enough to break it up. That's Rava that says, even for Hilcha Shabbos, a little break like a chatzav or a mechitza, any of those would be good enough to break, not only for peya and tumah, but also for Shabbos. Okay, let's stop there for a minute. Let's talk for a little about the issues brought up of Hotza'ah. First of all, the Rashba. There's a very important and famous Rashbam right here on Amud Beis, tucked away in Baba Basra and Nunheim Beis. Rashbam says, second to last line in the Rashbam. Let's go start with the third to last line, Nunheim Beis. Bevesech HaShabbos Tran HaMotzi Ochlin Chai Begrogris. If you carry out Ochlin, you're Chayv. If you carry out a Grogris, that's the shear for food. What did the Rashbam say? De B'Shabbos Moleches Machsheves Asra Torah. V'lo Chashiva Hotza'as Davar Chashuv. Says the Rashbam, carrying out the requisite shear for a malacha is part of malachas machsheves. What's controversial about that? We know there's a principle of malachas machsheves. Malachas machsheves asra Torah, we mentioned it many times, Pasuk and Parshas Vayakhel, that all malacha on Shabbos has to be thought out professional work, malachas umanvan, and anything not malachas machsheves will not count. So what's included in Malachas Machsheves? So we know Darashen and Miskavin is included in Malachas Machsheves. We know Malachashen and Sricha Lagufa is included in Malachas Machsheves. Misasek, Mikalkel, all the different klalim of Hilcha Shabbos. Shinui maybe is included, has different dinim in Shabbos than elsewhere, and that might be also Malachas Machsheves. Comes along the Rashbam here and says, you know what also is included in Malachas Machsheves? Shir l'malacha. The requisite amount. If you carry out less than a shear for of a grogeris, that's not malachas machsheves asra Torah, and that's why you're going to be putter when it comes to Shabbos. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that I might have thought that's not malachas machsheves. If you carry out less than a shear on Shabbos, it's a unique thing in Hilcha Shabbos. What do you mean? There's also a concept of shearing outside of Hilcha Shabbos, right? That's not, that's chatzi shear, which we'll talk about in a second. So who says that's unique to Malachas Vachsheves? That is the Rashbam. Rashbam says it's based on Malachas Vachsheves, Asra Torah. What about Chatzi Shir when it comes to Malachas Shabbos? We know the Gemara Maseches Yuma tells us towards the end, Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says Chatzi Shir is Asra Min HaTorah. Even if I eat, let's say, less than I eat half a kazayis of treif, I am it's Asra Min HaTorah. I'm not going to get punished. I'm not going to get whipped. I'm not going to get the carbon, kares, right, for chatzi shir, because I didn't eat the requisite amount. But chatzi shir is also in a Torah, based on one of two sources. Either a pasuk, kol chelev, any amount of chelev you eat is going to be aser, or the other svara given is chazil it's tarufe, because you only ate half, but you know what? This is fit to combine with a second half in a couple of minutes. Chazil it's tarufe. And therefore, that itself reflects that what you did is a davar chashuv. So kol chelef or chazil tsarufei. So the question is there a concept of chatzi shir by Malacha Shabbos? Right, if I, like here, the Rashbam says, it's not Malachas Machsheves. It sounds like for the Rashbam there is none. There is no concept. It sounds like, no, less than Malachas Machsheves is nothing on Hilcha Shabbos. And that could fit into the Shagas Aryeh. What does the Shagas Aryeh say? The Shagas Aryeh says in Hilchas Pesach, Hilchas Pesach, Simin Pei Aleph, says the Shagas Aryeh, explaining there why there is no chatzi shir for the isser of Bal Yira or Bal Yematzeh. If I have half a kezias of chametz in my house on Pesach, I do not violate at all. There is no chatzi shir by Bal Yira. Why not? Says the Shagas Aryeh. He quotes the Gemara in Yuma, and he quotes the Svara of Chazi Le'itz Tarufei, of able to combine, and he says, V'haytayma lo shayich ela bi'isurei achila. That's the chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh. Chatzi shir only applies to isurei achila, items that you're not allowed to eat. It's a kaim alone, because we paskin. If you eat a kezayis, mechtei achilas pras, it all combines. So all of Yisrael Achila are all really, it's tarfus. You eat something now, you eat a little more in a minute, then another minute, then another minute. As long as you do it within, you know, Achdei Achila's Pras, they all combine. Nimsa, hai kolshu, sha'achal kfar, bisur achal, amafreya. So by all these suri achila, what you eat now ends up being usur retroactively. By all these suri achila. So that's why there's a concept of chatzi shir, says the Shagas Aryeh, by Yisuri Achila. Because by all Yisuri Achila, what does it mean chazi l'sarufe? What I'm doing right now can turn into a davar ha'asr. And 5 minutes from now, if I eat the other half, so then what I did 5 minutes earlier becomes asr daraisa. That's chazi l'sarufe. But let's say I have a half a kazayas in my house at 5 p.m. At 5:10, I get another half a kazayas. So when do I violate Bayira? At 5:10, not at 5 o'clock, doesn't go retroactively. So that's why it's a chazal sarufe. It doesn't apply to a non iser achila. Avagaba bal yiroa tiafilu im yashlim labasar zman lishir kazayis. Even if I'm mashlim after the time to the kazayis, eino over ella almikan alaba. I only violate from Mihad al-Abba. It doesn't go retroactive. The Kozman Sheshah, it's no pachas b'kazayis. As long as I had less than kazayis in my house, I didn't violate. Leka Isura Klalam Afreya. So therefore, it does not apply to any non-Isuri Achila. And then he adds, V'af agav v'yolf hasal lachati shir mikrot to kol chelev. Even though there's another source there in Maseches Yuma, still, mikol makom ikr taima mishum dechazi litz tarufe Isura ka'achil. That is the shita of the Shagas Aryeh. So the Rashbam might fit in to the Svar of the Shagas Aryeh. The Rashbam seems to say here, Ba'abasra Nunhei, Shir L'malacha is part of Alachas Vachshevis. That's the Chiddush of the Rashbam. That seems to fit in because he seems to say that for Hilcha Shabbos, there is no Chasi Shir. There is no Chasi Shir. The problem is...
It's also reflective of the Yisra Ba'al as we said that... Maybe that's also a
Kedra. Oh, so let's get to that right now. So who argues on the Shagas Aryeh / Rashbam? So you have in Hilchas Pesach and you have in Hilchas Shabbos. First in Hilchas Pesach, the Maram Chalava. The Maram Chalava, which you just referred to, Im Sachem Im Hei, says that there is an Isser of Chatzi Shir when it comes to Bali Rabbi Matzai. If you have a half a Kazayas in your house, you do violate. Why? So his Svara, you might say, he definitely argues on the Shagas Aryeh, but he might not argue on the Yesod of the Shagas Aryeh. He might just argue on the application of the Shagas Aryeh. Because the Maharav Chalava says, you know why there's Chatzi Shir by Bali Rabbi Yematzei? Because Bali Rabbi Yematzei is connected to the Isra Achila of Chavetz. You know, there are three Isurim of Chametz. The Isra of eating, the Isra of getting pleasure, and the Isra of having it in your house. So the Maharav Chalava says, since the Isra of eating Chametz is Chatzi Shir Asar Ben HaTorah, so too the Isra of having it in your house, Bali Rabbi Yematzei. So it could be, fundamentally, the Maharav Chalava agrees with the Shagas Aryeh. But he thinks that this is different, because Bali Rabbi Yematzei is an extension of the Isra Achila. Right? We mentioned in the past the Ran on Daf Aleph, in the Daf Arif, in Psachim, who says that Bali Rabbi Yematzei is a Syog de Oraisa for Yisuri Achila. The Torah says you can't have it in your house because you might come to eat it. But that Maruch Halava at least is explicitly against the Shagas Aryeh when it comes to Bavi Rabbi Yematze. That is one who argues on the Shagas Aryeh. What about, who else? You look in Hilchas Shabbos. In Hilchas Shabbos, Rashi. Rashi on Daf Ayin Dalet in Shabbos. We'll actually hopefully talk about it over the next couple of weeks in the Shabbos year. Rashi says, we're talking in the context of Borer. Rashi quotes about Bishol. It's Borer and Bishol. Rashi quotes, Chati Shir Asam and HaTorah. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Yuma. Yuma Ayin Dalet. Yuma, right then, at the end of the, it's Shabbos Ayin Dalet. The Gemara at the end of Yuma, Rashi quotes that it is Aser Chatzi Shir on, yes, Yuma Ayin Dalet also. Said it's Yuma Ayin Dalet and Shabbos Ayin Dalet. Says the Rashi in Shabbos, quoting the Gemara in Yuma, that there is Chatzi Shir. So Rashi seems to be also against the Shagas Aryeh. Give you another one. The Magen Mishnah, at the beginning of Hilchas Geneva. The Rambam says it's Aser Doraisa to steal a Kol Shehu. The Magen Mishnah there says, how, why? Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah. So another one, non Isser Achila. So you have Rashi, you have the Magen Mishnah, you have the Maram Chalava possibly. So it's not so clear what the Shagas Aryeh says. The Minchas Asher in Simin Nuntes in Shmos in Parshas Kisisa suggests maybe, And this is what, based on some Rishonim, maybe there's a difference within various malachas of Hilchos Shabbos. It's based on a Me'iri. The Me'iri is the one that makes the distinction between what he calls a Chatzi Shir and what he calls a Chatzi Malacha. So for example, if I do an Akira, if I pick something up in Rosh Hashanah, so what does the first Mishnah in Shabbos say? I have to do an Akira and a Hanacha to be violate Daraisa. I have to pick it up in one Rosh and put it down in the other Rosh. What if I only pick it up in one Rosh and I never put it down in the other Rosh? So is that Chatzi Shir Asa B'na Torah? No! That's much worse than Chatzi Shir. That's what's called Chatzi Malacha. If you do a half a malacha, that's not you did the shir, you did the malacha, but you didn't do the amount that you have to do. Like you plowed, but you plowed, you know, less than the amount. Let's say there's a shir for plowing. Or if you cooked and you didn't cook the right amount. So there's a difference between chatzi shir and a chatzi malacha. So says the Minchas Asher, maybe that Rashi only is saying it by certain malachos where he says chatzi shir asim in haTorah by bishul, for example, if you cooked a half a grogorus. So you did the malacha. You didn't do the amount. That's chatzi shir. But maybe what the Shagas Aryeh is referring to and what the Rashbam is referring to possibly of malachas machsheves is that there might be a chatzi malacha concept that totally ruins the malacha. It's not just chatzi shir. So that's what the Minchas Asher discusses here in Parshas Kisisa. How do you know when it's just a shear? How do you know when it's half a malacha? So he suggests maybe if it's a shear from Halacha Moshe Misinai, so then you would say he's machalik that way. The lo b'kol shear yesh itzer chatzi shear el b'shear shu Halacha Moshe Misinai belvad k'mo shear kizayis ba'ochlin v'shear grogeris ba'ochlin melacha Shabbos. So that's where you say there's an itzer of chatzi shear. But if Chazal made up a shear because they decided that without that there's no malacha at all, then without the shear that would be a chatzi malacha. It depends if it came from Halacha Moshe Misinai or it came from Chazal made it up, because they feel without this there's no chashivas to the malacha. So again, he talks about this and gives examples of it.
That's the Minchas Asher.
Does it make it into non-malachas machshavas? That read the Rashbam. I'm not sure, you gotta work it out. But that's one way you might be chalik between different malachas of Hilchos Shabbos. That is number one, I wanted to mention, having to do with this Rashbam of Din of Shir Malachas Machshavas. The other point to mention is, generally, the Malacha of Hotza'a is brought up here. There's a fascinating discussion of the Malacha of Hotza'a. We mentioned in the past that probably, I mean for sure in Masechah Shabbos, the topic that is most discussed in Masechah Shabbos is Hotza'a. The Malacha that gets the most press out of any malacha is the malacha of Hotza'ah. Not only that, but arguably, it's the malacha that gets the most dafim in Shas. Right? What other malacha, what other concept gets so many dafim in Shas? There are pages and pages, there are prakim about Hotza'ah in Masechah Shabbos. You know, and how many pages, Pigel also gets a lot. We'll have to talk about that when we get to Zvachim. But Hotza'ah gets prakim and prakim. And yet, ironically, Hotza'a, the Rishonim classify as what is called a malacha gerua, an inferior malacha. Why is it inferior malacha? Let's see Tosfos. Tosfos writes this on Daf Beis in Shabbos. You don't have to go so far. Tosfos says, why does the Masechta start off with Hotza'a? The last malacha. Why does it start with Hotza'a? The first Tosfos in Shabbos. Why does it start off with Hotza'a? So maybe it starts off with Hotza'a because it's so many parts to it. Hotza'a, Hachnasa, Ani, Yashir, Akira, Hanacha. There's so much to talk about. Or Rabbi Tam says, it's so common. Not nowadays, they're Arabs, but it's so common. Hotza'a, everybody does Hotza'a. And number three says Tosfos, Holacha, Hotza'a, Hutzrich, Lashanos, Tvei, Mishum, the Malacha Geruahi. Because it's an inferior malacha. Why is it an inferior malacha? Says Tosfos, look below. Tosfos said later on, look below. V'nira l'ri, de'itzrich l'ashmi'inan. Why does he have to give a case about an ani and an ashir? Mishum, de hotza'a malacha geruahi. It's a malacha gerua. Why? Here's the formulation. Most malachas, almost all other malachas, accomplish something. You plowed your fields. You cooked something. You colored something. You killed something. What do you do by hotza'a? This was the item here, and now it's over there. What did you accomplish? So what? You moved it. But what did you accomplish? You didn't change the chefsa. That's why it's a malacha gerua, says Tosfos. The mali moti mirshas yachin mirshas rabim. Mali moti mirshas rabim mirshas yachin. Right? What did you do? You didn't accomplish anything. Right? So therefore, I mean, Tosfos doesn't say that exactly. The Ur Zaruah uses that lashon. There's no shini in the Chafsa. Tosfos uses more focuses on you didn't do anything. You just carried it from here to there. The Maisa isn't really a chash of act. So you might see it's a little different focus in terms of one is an inferior Maisa, one's an inferior Chafsa. But either way, that is the concept of Otsa Malacha Geruah. Even though it's a weak Malacha, you wouldn't have thought it was Aser. That's why Tosfos, you have to start off with that. That's why Tosfos also says later on in Shabbos, the Tzadik Vav. Tzadik Vav, Tosfos says, there are psukim brought to teach me the Malacha of Hotzah. Right? Psukim brought. And the beginning of Perek HaZorek, Tosfos there says, what do you need psukim for? It says in the Torah, L'sasa kol malacha. You don't have a pasuk for any other malacha. Right? Why do you have a pasuk? Tosfos says, same thing. L'sasa malacha guruhi. Right? So again, you find this in Tosfos in various places in the Masechta. Is there any halacha l'maisa application, result of this concept of Hosam Malacha Geruahi? Tosfos doesn't have, but the Chai Adam has. The Chai Adam has a nafkamina for Maisa Shabbos. The Chai Adam in Hilcha Shabbos Klal Tes. Kala Osem Malacha Min Malachas Asuras Midaraisa. If a person does any Malacha Daraisa, if you cook, if you do anything, if you do a Bemezid, it's Asur Lo La'olam. If you do a Bemezid, it's Asur forever, and for others, it's Mutra Motzi Shabbos. In Bishogig, but if you did it by accident, or you forgot it was Shabbos, or you thought it was Mutter, it's Aser Bo Bayom L'chol Adam. It's still Aser for everybody that day. And it continues the discussion, the Shitos of Maisa Shabbos. But then he says, V'ndafka b'davar shenasa Maisa b'guf hadavar. When do all the halachas of Maisa Shabbos apply? That even if you did a malacha on Shabbos, you cannot benefit from it. That's only when there was a change in the object. Shenishtane mikemo shahaya, kimevashel v'chayotzebo. Aval, hamotzi me'rishus l'rishus. If you carry something ba'aveira, shelo nishtane adavar mikemo shahaya, if it's b'shogeg, you could use it right now. If I carry something out into my house and I wasn't allowed to, I'm still allowed to use it. There's no Maisa Shabbos. V'yim b'mezid, and then it's also lacheir, mafilu mozi Shabbos. But shogeg, it is mutter. Umikamakam yishlahachmer b'kol yisur atorkam avashal. Maybe it should be machmer, but me'ikar adin, I think it's mutter. That's why Adam, there's an afkamina for Maisa Shabbos, for our hotza'a being a malacha geruahi. Okay, there's more, but we'll stop. We'll stop there. There's a Tosfos and Beitza, Daf Yud Beis, just mention one more. Tosfos says, why is there no Isser of Hotzah on Shabbos? That itself might be, because on Yontif. Because that itself might be because of Malacha Geruahi. Anyway, interesting items, but Hotzah came up here in Baal Basra, so we mentioned it. Number one, the discussion of Malacha Machsheves and Nashir La Malacha, and number two is Hotzah Malacha Geruahi. So, what are we talking about here? Getting back to our discussion. So, we spoke about the halacha mechitzas. If you have a little, low-level mechitza, or you have a pisla, you have a piece of wood, you have something small, is that enough of a break for Hilcha Shabbos? Not for Hilcha Shabbos, for Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, but to be mechali between two Rosh Hashanahs in the Shita of Rabbi Yossi? So, Rava says yes, because Rava says even low-level mechitzas work. And then the Gemara continues, V'az de Rava l'taimei, and Rava goes according to his reasoning, Tama Rava, Rishus Shabbos, ki Rishus Gittin dami. Rishus Shabbos is like Rishus Gittin. What does that mean? It means that forget, the Rashbam here explains, that if a man is makne, a piece of his chatzer, to his wife in order to throw her a get, and let's say it fell onto a pisla, it didn't fall into the chatzer, it fell on top of the pisla, and it's a wide pisla that is his own rishus, so then she is not divorced. Because pisla is a makam chashuv, it's a davar chashuv. So it's not considered part of the chatzer for get, and so too it's considered a mechitza for Hilchos Shabbos. That is how the Rashbam explains the Gemara. Is Rav's Shita only for Shabbos and for Gittin, or is it even for the earlier ones? Does Rav say even for Shabbos? What about for Pei and Tumah? Is he adding on to everything, or is he just for Shabbos and Gittin? So if you look in the Ravid, and if you look in the Ramban here, he quotes the Ravid, it's just for Shabbos and Gittin. He thinks Peah and Tumah, both of them think Peah and Tumah are are different. But the Rambam seems to say it across the board. The Rambam paskins like this. The Rambam says in Hilchos Zichia Matana, Aleph Yud Aleph, Kol Amafsik Lepeya Mafsik Benichsi Ager. Ketzad, Gon Shal Yansham Nachal Amas Amayim V'chayasa Behen, Lokana El Adanachal Ada Amma. V'chol Amafsik Rishiyos Shabbos, Mafsik Benichsi Ager. Anything that is mafsik for Shabbos is mafsik b'nichsi ager. And the Maggid Mishnah explains, he learns it from a kol shekein, because nichsi ager seems to be the easiest, right, we had earlier. Items that are mafsik b'nichsi ager are not mafsik for the later ones. It seems to be the easiest to be mafsik, so the Rambam seems to say that these are mafsik for everything, and the Ravid says, I don't agree, I don't think that's what the Gemara says, yesh kan irbuv dvarim, but, and that's what the Ramban adds on, that I think that the Ravid is right. Ramban right here says Nira Dafka Linyan Shabbos Avalanichse Ager Ein Lachal Davar Sheino Kavua Umafsik. A pistol, a piece of a tree, that's not going to be good enough for Nichse Ager, right? That might be good enough for Shabbos, for this halacha of Shabbos. So therefore, says the Ramban, I know what the Rambam argues, but I agree with Rav Avram ben David. I agree with the Ravid. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Ein Sham Lo Meitzar Velo Chatzav Mai. What if, getting back to what we said before, what we said way back, says the Rashbam, right? If you do a shovel full in one field, you're kona that field up to the border. What if there is no border? So how much of a garris field are you kona? If there's no meitzah, there's no chatzav, mai. So Pirish Rabbi Mirinos Mishmo. So Rabbi Mirinos explained the name of Yochanan. Koshen Ikris Al Shmo. As long as it's called a field. Once people call it a fields, plural, so then it's not nikne. But as long as it's called a field, so then that's good enough. Hey, chidami, what does that mean? Amar papa to karule begar gusa de planya. Like people call it, begar gusa, people call it a boar of so and so. As long as they call it in singular, that is good enough. Yosef Rav Acha bar Avya kamei de Ravasi. The Yosef kamei mishmei de Ravasi bar Chanina. Chatzuva mafsik b'nechzei ager. The chatzuva is mafsik b'nechzei ager. Chatzuva is like chatzaf. Right? It's, that's mafsik b'nechzei ager. So my chatzuva, Amar Rav Yudah Marav, like this where the Rashbam alluded to earlier, Shebo tichem Yoshua li Yisrael asaretz. Yoshua ben Nun used these types of bushes in order to separate the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, that is used as a hefsek. V'yomer Yehuda Marav, another statement. Lomana Yoshua ela ayaros. I'm sorry. Lomana Yoshua ela ayaros haomdas alagvulin. In Sefer Yoshua, where all those cities are listed, all the listed in the cities, he only listed the cities that are on the borders. He didn't list every city. Right? The Tanakh is not a history book. Tanakh is a book also of a hemshach of Torah. For sure, Sefer Yoshua is. Right? What does the Gemara in Nedarim say? That if we wouldn't have sinned, we would only have Torah and Sefer Yoshua. Right? That would have Torah and Sefer Yoshua. Because, why? What does the Gemara say? Because of the Chib of Eretz Yisrael. Because the story of Torah, of Knis al-Aretz, is not finished through Sefer Yoshua. So we don't, but because we sinned, we needed all the other, we went into Golus, we needed everything, But so Yeshua is not a history book. So the Gemara says that all the cities listed there are only border cities, to teach us the borders of the Shvatim, but there are many cities that are not listed that were existent also. Tosis points out this does not mean the borders of Israel. This means the borders of the Shvatim. Right, in Lafari says Tosas al Gvulin shel Eretz Yisrael, because there are many cities there that are inside. But it means the Gvulin of every Shevet. We mentioned in the past the Rav Soloveitchik's idea that the Chaluka of Eretz Yisrael was double. It was a Dini Mamanis Chaluka, and it was an Isser Veheter Chaluka. I'm not going to bring the Raya to that again, but there were many differences. Right, he started off with a question of, the Gemara says at the end of Merubah, the seventh parak in Baba Kama, that Yerushalayim lo neschalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim wasn't split up. And yet, we mentioned in the Parsha Shir, in Parsha Zos Avracha, that the Meis HaMikdash went right through Yehuda and Binyamin. And that's why the southeast corner of the Mizbeach had to be chopped off, because the Mizbeach had to be totally in Binyamin, and you couldn't split. That was the Marsha and Zvachim. You couldn't put together the political and the religious. Yehuda and Binyamin had to be separate from each other. Right? What do you mean? Yerushalayim lo neschalka l'shvatim. So the answer was no. It needed to be, there were two different levels. Dini, right, one level, it had to be split, because you have to create the Kedushas Haaretz. The Kedushas Haaretz is not complete regarding Mitzvahs Hatulis Baaretz and other things, except until it was split. So regarding Yisav HaHeter, I think it goes this way. Regarding Yisav HaHeter, it was split. Regarding a Dini Mominus element, so that it belonged to all of our Eretz Yisrael. Everybody held a chelak in Yerushalayim. Okay. Weiter. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol Sherei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Chai V'Maiser, any part of land of Eretz Yisrael that Hashem showed Moshe, right, he split Moshe up and said, right, see the whole Eretz Yisrael, anything that Moshe saw, that land is Chai V'Maiser. Chai V'Maiser. Lafuke Mai. What is that lafuke? Lafuke Keni v'Knizi v'Kanmoni. That's excluding these three lands of Keni, Knizi, and Kanmoni, which were promised to Avram Avinu, but are really not part of Eretz Yisrael. Why? When are they going to be part of Eretz Yisrael? So look at the Rashbam, two days. Rashbam Chai b'Maiser, right, halfway down in the wide lines. Avakezi v'Knizi v'Kanmoni sheninu l'Avram Avinu ben Abasarim lo yischaibu b'Maiser la'asid lavo. Right? So you gotta wait. We have to wait until La'asid, La'asid Lavo. That's what the Rashbam says. Inami, Imkavshu Yisrael Mehem Achremos Yoshua Kulum Termina Meiser. Or another Nafkamina, if they still conquer them, it's still Pater from Meiser because they weren't shown. That's the special din of these lands. Right, so that's Keni v'Knizi v'Kanmoni. The Tosa says, why didn't the Gemara say Lafuke Chutz La'aretz? We have to say Lafuke. Just say Lafuke Chutz La'aretz. Tosa says, because that's a Dover Pashit. Chutz La'aretz is not even on the radar here. Not even on the radar. V'Yishlom Adain Zachidish. V'Lakacham Lafuke Yidiz V'Kamozi. Avagav Demi Eretz Yisroelheim. This is part of Eretz Yisrael. That's not chayiv in Shumas or Maisrus. But that is the Chiddush of the Gemara. Chutz La'aretz is not even part of it. Ritva. Got to mention this Ritva. Ritva right here. Also got to mention this Ritva. Bobasra Nunvav. What does the Ritva say? We exclude Kedi V'Knizi V'Kadmoni. Shehem B'Bris Avram Ben Abasarim V'lo Kavshim Oli Mitzrayim Ki Einam Mishpachas Shiva Amamin. Hashem did not write that, because those, they were the 10 nations. There's the 7 nations and the extra 3, Kedi V'Knizi V'Kadmoni. So that's why B'nai Yisrael were not commanded to conquer Kedi V'Knizi V'Kadmoni. They're not part of the 7 nations. U'lefi why? Lefi sheyada HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'asidin L'Galus. Hashem knew we would eventually go into Galus. Lo Kiyem Dover Zeh L'Gamrei V'Hinicham L'Yemos HaMashiach. He didn't command them to finish the job now. He said, you know what? Do 7 out of 10. You do these 3 later on when Mashiach comes. Right? Ki yod al-keis ka. Right? It's not complete now. Vizu raya ubrura uchuva leminim. This is a raya to those apikarsim out there. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu nishba velo yinachem. Vadayin lo kiyim davar zeh. Some people out there say, hey, God promised Abraham 10 nations and he only gave him 7. So says the Ritva, read the Gemara, read Chazal. He knew they were going to go into Galus. That's why he said, these 3 we could wait. We could wait with. That is the Ritva. This is a Raya Brura Uchuva Lamina. I've heard from Rav Schechter that a definition, right, we know generally a definition of a mitzvah is a mitzvah that's eternal. Mitzvahs aren't going to change. Mitzvahs ain't a mishtanus lasa lavo. Mitzvahs aren't going to change. A mitzvah is a mitzvah. Okay, I know Rav Kook writes in his Siddur that we're not going to have any more animal karbanos. We're just only going to have flower karbanos. Okay, but still, but he says mitzvahs aren't going to change. He says Rav Schechter, one exception. There's one mitzvah that's going to change. You know why it's going to change? Because the Torah itself says it's going to change. The Torah says, Ki yarchiv Hashem es gevulcha. When Hashem widens, right here, Keni, Knizi, v'Kadmoni. This is going to change. You look in Hilchas wrote Seach Ushmiras Anefesh. The Rambam writes in Ches Dalad. B'yimei HaMelech HaMashiach Mosif in Shalosh Acheros Aleilu Hashesh. We're going to add on 3 more Ari Miklats. Right now there are 6. There are going to be 9. Shenemar V'yasatz Lecha Ot Shalosh Arim Al Shalosh Eile V'heichen Mosif in Osan. Where are we going to add them? Ba'arei Keni V'Knizi V'Kadmoni Shenichras La'avram Avinu Bris Aleihem V'adayin Lo Nechbashu V'aleihem Nomar B'Torah V'imyarchem Hashem Es Gevulcha Kasher Nishma La'Vosecha V'nasan Lecha Es Kol Aretz etc. That's the Rambam. So the Torah itself says we're going to add on. So therefore, we're allowed to say it's not a mitzvah that's going to change. It's a mitzvah that the Torah itself says is going to be expanded. Viter. What are these 3 lands? The Gemara says Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Naftucha Arva Vishalma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Har Seir Amon Moav, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ardiskis Asya Vaspamya. Okay, what are these lands? Different sheet is given in the Tanai. Mishnah. We made it. Masisan. Right, remember, we're still on the Mishnah about the people who can't get chazakas. Where was that? Daf Membeis or so? Right, that was the last Mishnah. Yeah, Membeis. So, a lot of Gemara on that, on this Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Back to Cheskas Gimel Shanim. If there are two witnesses that testify that Reuven was on the land for 3 years and then they're proven to be Zomin, hey, you guys were with us for 3 years. You couldn't have known that this guy ate. So therefore, these two people wanted to get this guy off of the land, so they have to pay for the entire land. Mishamim lo sakol, as we know, kasher zamim lasos le'achiv. The Rashbam, Tosfos, all the Mefarshim deal with. 1 minute. If they already threw him off the land, don't we have a principle called kasher zamim v'lo kasher asa? If they already went through with the punishment based on the words of the Edim, we say what's done is done. Kasher zamam, v'lo kasher asa. Why is that? It sounds, right, illogical. So that's the Gzeiras HaKasev, the Ramban writes in Parsha Shoftim. But there are svaras, maybe at the end, if we have time, we'll mention them. But so what about kasher zamam, v'lo kasher asa? So says the Tosfos. Tosfos is not here. Tosfos is Baba Kaman on Tav Dalid. The Nemuka Yosef writes it here. Has one day at least. There's no kasher zamam, v'lo kasher asa when it comes to Dini Mamanis. Kasher zamam v'kasher asa applies to nefashos. You can't take back killing somebody. You can't take back whipping somebody. So what's done is done. But by mamon, there's no kasher zamam. Why? Just put it back. Just give it back. So put the guy back on the land. So therefore, there is no kasher zamam v'kasher asa when it comes to dinei mamonis. That is what the Tosfos writes in Baba Kama Daf Dalet, and that's what the Nemuka Yosef writes right here. If you look in the Ritva doesn't like this answer. He quotes it, he doesn't like it. So he quotes this from Rabbani Tsarfas. But he says, V'yesh lomar, I like this answer. Tahachin must be with the machzik, when they're having the din Torah, the machzik is not on the land that he's being machzik in. So you never threw him off. V'achash, nigmar adin, huzmu edav kodem shehoridu sham. Right, so that's what he's off the lands, therefore there's no kasher azamam that took place. Okay, that's if there's two edim on all 3 years. But here we go. One of the big sugyas that we mentioned all the way at the beginning of the parak is, are the 3 years one lump idea, or is every year building up to the chazaka? So here we go. What if you have two edim on each year? Shnayim b'rishonim, shnayim b'shniyim, shnayim b'shlishis. What if you have two on each year, and then they are all proven zomimin? Mishalshin b'nehem. Then they split it. They split it three ways. They split it because they all together have a part in trying to get this guy off the land. Shlosha achim ve'echem misarifimahem. You could have three brothers, one on each of the years, and one guy that testifies with each of the brothers, because each year is his own testimony. It's three eduyos, but they all combine for hazama. They're one edus for hazama. Regarding what? The Rashbam quotes 2 points. Number one, that if you're mazim them, all of them, you have to split it. And number two, in order to be mazim them, you have to be mazim all of them. Right, as we know, the Mishnah in Makkah says, Hazama does not apply unless you're mazim the entire kat. So here, it's one edus for Hazama. Says the Gemara, Masnisan de lok Rabbi Akiva. It's important toptosis, but we'll see. Masnisan de lok Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva. Why? Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, because Shalach Abachalapta eats Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri, Lama Torah. When Abachalapta went to Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri to learn Torah, Va'ami the Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri eats Abachalapta Lama Torah. Omar lo, he said to him, Harisha Achla Shana Rishona Bifnei Shnayim. Shnayim Bifnei Shnayim, Shnayim Bifnei Shnayim, Mahu. Does Chesed Gimel Shanim work in front of three different groups? Omar lo, Harisha Chazaka, yes, it works. Omar lo, Afani Omer, Kain, I agree with you. Elash Rabbi Akiva, Cholik Badavar Zeh, Rabbi Akiva argues, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Dovar, Velochatzi Dovar. Right, it says, Alpishnai Eidim Yakum Dovar. Testimony has to be about an item, a whole item, and Chatzi Dovar is not a whole item, therefore testimony will not work. Rabbi Akiva says that each year of Cheskas Gimel Shanim is a Chatzi Dovar. It's really a unit. V'Rabbanan Eidim Lo Chatzi Dovar Mayavdile. What do the Rabbanan do with that? Don't the Rabbanan agree to the concept of Chatzi Dovar? So they say, yeah. But we argue with the application. Ilema, what are they going to use it for? Ilema lemude achadam achas begabav achas achad bekresa, talking about simanim of gobless for a girl. Right, the Edom have to testify that they saw Shnei Cyrus, two hairs. So what if one says, I saw one hair on her back, and one says, I saw one hair on her front, and they say, I didn't see the other side. I only saw one. So hai chati davar v'chati edus. So that's even worse. That's not a chati davar. They're not testifying on anything. They each saw one here. So that's nothing. So that can't be what the Torah is excluding. Elo lemute, it might be the following. Must be the following. Shnayim omrim achas begaba v'shnayim omrim achas bekresa. They each testify. There are two that each testify on one hair. That's excluded from chati davar. All the Rishonim here try to figure out why is this worse than two edim on each year. The Rabbanan say two edim on each year works, but two edim on each hair doesn't work. So the Rashbam says, you know what the difference is? By the hairs, it's possible and they should have saw the other hair at the time. They were both existed at the time. The fact that they didn't, that's a reyasa. Cheskas gemol shanim, they can't see the second year during the first year. It's one after another. So that's why the Rashbam says the hair case is worse than the Shanim case. That's what the Rashbam says. Tosfos says that maybe the difference is because each year accomplishes something. Each year there's Achilos Peiros that comes out of each year. So each year is something that has a toelus, says Tosfos. Unlike one hair is nothing. So therefore, also, there is a difference between the two. There are other answers given, but I'll just mention those, Rashi and Tosis. Says the Gemara, continuing a little bit more. Maskif la Rav Nachman, I skip, let's go back. Amar Rav Yehuda, Echad Omer, Achla Chitim, Echla Ram, Achla Sa'orim, Hariz Chazaka. What happens if one says he ate wheat, and one says he ate barley? It's a Chazaka. It's a Chazaka. We assume at this point that they're each testifying about different years. 1, 3, 5, and 2, 4, 6. So Rav Yehuda says it's a chazaka. The Rashbam says, amazing here. He says because this is what people do. They do it. They take off years where they plant some 1 year barley, 1 year wheat. And look what he says. Last skinny line, underline it. V'sha'alti la'ovdei adama. I went to ask the farmers. Say this to the Rashbam. V'amruli, and they told me. Shela olam kachlu aminag. This is what they always do. Shana achas chitim v'shana achas saorim. Kin kol hayamim v'inatzricha shvisa klum. They never have to let the land lie fallow if they do it this way. Barley, wheat, barley, wheat. I asked the farmers. Right, the Rashbam went out and asked the farmers. So he says, that's a chazaka. So Maskev Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, 1 minute. Ela mayata echad omer achla rishon v'shlish v'chamishas. V'echad omer achla shni v'shrivias v'shish zachna midavi chazaka. What do you mean? If they switch off years, it's a chazaka? Why should this work? Why should this work? They're not testifying about the same year. So Amalei Rav Yehuda hachi ashta. No. No, there's a difference. You misunderstood. Hasam b'shasa d'kamasin mar lo kamasin mar. No, you can't testify about 1, 3, 5 and 2, 4, 6. That's not a chazaka. Hacha travay b'chadashasaka masadi. Here, no. It's that the same year, one of them testifies that you did wheat and one testifies that they did barley. But the same year. Ma yigal omeimer b'chid l'sari lava taitayo d'inshi. People don't know the difference. We're not going to say one of them is lying. We're going to say one of them thought it was barley or wheat seed, and that's why they weren't sure. Period. Right? And then the Gemara gets into the next piece of the Mishnah. Just one point before we finish, and that is Rabbi Kiva Eger's Ha'ara. Right at the beginning of the Gemara over here, it said that Rabbi Yossi quoted Abba Chalafta. That was his father. Rabbi Yossi quoted Abba Chalafta. So he asked Rabbi Kiva Eger, how was he allowed to call his father by his name? Abba Chalafta. I've already discussed this in the past. So, right, the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says in Yaradeya. Shulchan Aruch says in Yaradeya. Oh! Let's find it. Simin Reish Mem, the beginning of Hilchas Kibud Avaim. Tzarech li Zahir Ma'od, Bekavod Aviv V'Imo. The Shulchan Aruch only says Tzarech li Zahir by places where we're usually not careful. Right, how many times? You've got to do a search. How many times does he say, where else does he say Tzarech li Zahir? He says it by Shalosh Shudas. He says, got to be Zahir to each Shalosh Shudas. So here too, added to the list. Tzarech li Zahir Ba'od, Bekavod Aviv V'Imo, B'Mora'om. And then he says, Ezehu Mora. What is an example of Mora? Lo Yamad Bimkomo, Amuchalo. You can't stand in the place where he stands in public. Lo Yeshib Bimakom, Amuchalo. Velo Soser Es Dvar, Velo Machri Es Dvarav. Velo Yikra Enu Bishmo. Can't call him by his name. Lo Bechayev, Lo Bimoso. Elo Omer, Abba Mari. Right? That's it. So, Hayo Shem Aviv Kishem Acherim, Mishaneh Shmam. Right? If you have a good friend that's your father's name, the Shulchan Aruch says, give him a nickname. Imhu Shem Shu Peli, Sheena Kol Regilim Likros Bo. If it's a unique name, he adds. right? Meaning if your father has a very unusual name and your friend has a very unusual name. If your father's name is Moshe and your friend's name is Moshe, you don't have to change your friend's name. But if your father has a very unusual name, right, like Nachmeni, so then maybe you should switch it, like Rabbah did to his friend Nachmeni, Rabbi Nachmeni, that's why he called him Abaya. Right, that's why he called him Abaya, because he didn't want to call him by his father's name. Aval shem sheregilin bo mutar likros acherim shelo b'fanav. Right, but if, fine. That's the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch, so what about here? What about here? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked that. Rekashali, look in Brachas, look in Shabbos, Abba Chalafta, what's going on here? So in his Chidushim there, not here, but Chidushim says, if you add on a shame of praise to your father's name, so then it's not a problem. See here, he didn't just call him Chalafta, he said Abba Chalafta. Abba Chalafta is like a name of praise, so therefore it is not a problem, based on a Rashi. It's based on a Rashi. But there is, just to end off, I mentioned that before, but I have not mentioned the Aruch HaShulchan before. There's an Aruch HaShulchan I saw last night in Hilchas Gittin. Hilchas Gittin, the Aruch HaShulchan writes there in Os Kuf. Simen Kuf Chav Tes Os Kuf, says the Aruch HaShulchan, talking about what type of name you write in a get. So he says, somebody suggested this idea that you have to write a shame of praise. He says, I don't know. Shar Metzina B'Shas, Shelo Hayu Mechanim La'aviyem B'Shem Toar, Rak B'Shvama Ha'atzmi. I see many times in Shas, but they just call their father by their father's name. Ani Omer LeYochai Abba. Sachem Kuf Yud Beis. Begin. Rabbi Dustoy, Rabbi Yanish. Amar Mi Nasan LeYanai Bar Kamosi. Baba Basra Nun Vav. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Abba Chalafta. He doesn't think that's such a praise name. Abba Chalafta. Look what he says. V'chein Reinu LaHarambam. B'Hakdamaso LeChibur HaGadol. B'Hakdamaso LePerush Mishnayis. U'B'Sofo Shechasam Moshe Ben Maimon. Doesn't say Rabbi Maimon, he just says Moshe ben Maimon. Avshar haya aviv gadol b'Torah. Shehari hevio b'perak yud alav meilchus shechita din yud. Hari mefurish the derech hakavod ulomar al aviv rak shmo ha'atzmi bovan. You see, even just calling your father by his father by his name, you know, sometimes if you're doing it b'derech kavod, says the Aruch HaShulchan, there might be flexibility. So that's the interesting. When I was reading this, when somebody's called up to get an aliyah. What's your name? So you say Yosef ben Yaakov. Do you have to say Reb Yaakov? Everybody gets smicha all of a sudden. Everybody's father gets smicha whenever they're called up for an aliyah. So maybe there's a smach to it. Maybe you should do that because you don't want to say your father's name, right? What everybody should say, Melach Shalom ben Avimori. Right, it's not your Avi Mori, it's only my Avi Mori. Right, so everybody's going to be named Avi Mori. It's not going to work. Right, obviously, when Chazal made this takana of being called out by your father's name, so then it has to be they meant the name. So, lachari, one doesn't have to say Rebbe because lachari it's understood. When you called it to the Torah, you're just saying biologically this was my father, and therefore Ben whatever. I mean, it's a big discussion by adoption. You're allowed to say the adopted father's name. The post can talk about it, that we're Mako, if it's a Chashash, Misham, Eva, and Busha. But again, this is an interesting discussion about when we use our father's name. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Everybody should have a good Shabbos. Shabbos gracious. And, Beth Hashem, we'll continue.